Morning. Been listening to wonderful music. The kids performing for us and things so wonderful that it just kind of spontaneously causes applause in the room. I'm thinking, what do I have to do to get clapped for? And then I thought, wait. And then I realized M&O asked me to give a very short sermon this morning. Christmas is about love, isn't it? We've heard that mentioned numerous times this morning. And I just wanted to share with you a thought that comes from the great mind of C.S. Lewis, who taught that there are basically two kinds of love at work in the world. One is what we might call need love. And just like that baby Jesus who was placed in a manger, we're all born very needy, very dependent on our parents and the other people around us. And that neediness, although it in the ways that are needed for our physical survival changed somewhat, we all remain needy people. That we have a need built into us to be loved. Whether we want to admit it or not, that's the primary spiritual need that human beings have. We need our kids. We need to love them and be loved by them. We need the love of our good friends. We certainly need the love of our spouses. I want to suggest to you that need itself is sort of a clue for us about what it's all about here. Because it is that need love in us that draws us to God. And so Lewis says there's that need love, but also something much greater, something much more beautiful, and that's what he calls gift love. The kind of love that simply flows out of the abundance of the giver. That it is offered to those who neither can nor even need to try to deserve it. It is unconditional. It is steadfast. It is faithful. It is loyal. It is dependable. And in the end, sharing gift love is eternal life. God saw the world in its neediness and gave, it's a gift, his Son, the one and only, so that whoever puts their confidence in him, who follows him in this giving and receiving of love, won't perish, won't go rotten, won't dry up and blow away, but will flourish in the eternal kind of life, which, as I said, I believe finally can be narrowed down to the giving and the receiving of gift love. That reminds me of another powerful one-liner from C.S. Lewis, who said this: to be loved is the soul's breakfast or the soul's food. To be loved is the soul's food. Because first and foremost, our souls thrive on a diet high in love. Love is what we need. We need to be, well, you know, this past month during what we call Advent, we've emphasized hope, peace, joy. Those are all sort of byproducts of the gift of love. We need to be blessed. We need to be treasured, affirmed. We need meaning and hope. We need to be healed. We need to be restored. And yes, we need to be forgiven. To be loved is indeed the soul's food. It's what keeps us alive. It's what allows us to grow. It satisfies our deep hunger. It's what energizes us to really live. And you know, that word love that we use and toss around so easily and so often thoughtlessly in the world today was given special meaning. They actually took that word agape, which was a relatively obscure and little used word, and filled it with meaning because of what they saw in Jesus. That word became a human being, became flesh and lived among us, and we've seen his glory. The glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Later on in that prologue to the Gospel of John, says very clearly, no one has ever seen God, but the Gospel says, it's God the only Son, who's close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. We know what love is because the Word became flesh. This John who wrote the Gospel and who is responsible for those letters that we call the letters of John, walked alongside of Jesus, saw how he treated other people, learned from him, and he would later sum it up this way, God is love. So think about it. Here's a thought. To be loved is the soul's food. So it is no strange coincidence that when the baby Jesus was born, he was placed in what? A manger. What is a manger? It is a feed trough. And so he becomes food for all of us. The soul's food is love. Love became a human being. And so I'm going to leave you with this. I want you to have a real Christmas. And you have a real Christmas by accepting that gift love, moving into it alongside of Jesus, and living it out. And so I want to leave you with three very simple questions that you can ponder and ask yourself in maybe the next couple of days as we approach Christmas Day. Through whom did you receive the gift? Because somebody saw you in your neediness and shared the gift love of God with you. I want you to remember that person this morning or those people this morning and be grateful. Remember what person best embodied that unconditional love of God for you. I hope you've had that gift. I hope you are experiencing it now, because that's my second question. With whom are you sharing this gift? What person or what small group of persons in your current life embodies the unconditional love of God for you? Who becomes flesh? In whom does this Christ live that you are able to receive and to offer back that same love in some sort of Christian fellowship? Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And so the third question is, to whom will you offer this gift as you look ahead? For God so loved the church. For God so loved Newcastle, the world. This is an outward looking faith that we have in Jesus, and it calls us to share that same gift that we've received. So the question is, for what person or persons will you embody the love of Christ in the days ahead? Whom will you serve among those who are in your world? Maybe you'll think of a real person with a name and a face. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Amen.